Tech of Sports featuring professional dancer Lauren Taft. This week on the Tech of Sports, we have Lauren Taft. I just want to let you know that Modern Life Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and all the other apps that are out there for your iOS and Android devices. Get Stitcher with Modern Life Podcast Network shows all loaded on there. The Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network. Check out modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Welcome, everyone, to the Tech of Sports with a great show on tap this week with professional dancer Lauren Taft. And you may be asking who that is, but if you are a fan of music in 2015 and you know the band Walk the Moon, she was the lead dancer and just kind of the lead in the video, the Shut Up and Dance video from Walk the Moon, which is it's a great song, and Lauren does a great job in the video, and she's always been involved in dance. She grew up dancing in a competition dance studio in Columbus, Ohio. She moved to Los Angeles to pursue her dream. She attended a scholarship program. She worked in a performing arts center. She signed with GoTo Talent Agency. She's danced all over the world in China on the Holland American Cruise Line for music artists like Beyonce and Madonna. And then, of course, in commercials and also, of course, with Walk the Moon in the Shut Up and Dance video. So great to have Lauren on the show. She's very insightful in this pre-recorded interview we did, and just kind of asked her about living the dream, being a professional dancer, and kind of was she always aiming for this?
No, I actually, this is something that I kind of always wanted to do. So I actually was put into dance. I started playing soccer when I was like 4, I think. My mom put me on the soccer field and I was doing cartwheels and running around like a crazy person. And she was like, I think I need to put her in a dance class. So I started dancing around 4 and immediately I went into a competition program. So I grew up dancing in Columbus, Ohio, where competition dance was like a big thing in the Midwest. And you know, the older I got, I just started taking more and more class. By the time I was a freshman in high school, I was training at this JO probably like 25 hours, maybe 25 to 30 hours a week. We used to travel a lot. I would come out to LA and stay with a older dancer who grew up dancing at my JO as well. And I would come out to LA every summer in high school and stay with her for like a month at a time and take class from a bunch of professional choreographers out here. So it was definitely something that I kind of knew pretty much the first time that I came out to LA. I think I was 13. I definitely knew that I wanted to pursue it professionally. So I've known for quite a while that it was what I was going to do.
Lauren's made great strides here in the last few years. She said it's all because of her passion for dance. She just really loves it, and it's something that she just really enjoys, so it really shows through in what she does.
Yeah, I was extremely passionate about it. Definitely at a really young age, that definitely showed right away. It just happened very quick. I remember telling my mom when I was 13 that I was so in love with dance, but it was something that I wanted to do, you know, and dance is like something that you should really pursue, obviously, in your younger years, because you're only capable to do so much physically, you know, for so long. So, yeah, it was definitely something that I loved right away, and I had to pursue it as soon as I possibly could. So.
She's very fit. I asked Lauren about her health and fitness routine.
Yeah, so I was dancing on a cruise ship last year. I did a replacement contract for a few months and traveled. And while I was gone, I took good care of myself, went to the gym all the time, and tried to eat as best as I could while being, you know, on the ship and whatnot. But while I was gone, I really realized how much I missed taking yoga and doing a sculpt, which is yoga sculpt is kind of like a boot camp for yogis in a sense. And that's what I've been doing since I've been in LA for a couple of years now. And that actually just really tones and trains my body. Like it's different for all people obviously, but it really kicks my butt and keeps my body personally in, you know, great shape. So I usually try to take Sculpt 3 to 4 days a week. And when I returned from the ship, I got certified to become a yoga Sculpt teacher. So that's also something that I do aside from dancing is teaching Sculpt as well, which is, like I said, like a boot camp pretty much. Kind of similar to Pilates. It ties in dance, Pilates, yoga, and kickboxing. So it works all areas of the body. And then, you know, as far as nutrition goes, I'm really big on getting a lot of protein. I'm not vegan or vegetarian or anything, but I try to only do carbs once a day. So it's usually for lunch, usually like lunchtime. Like I'll do like a sandwich or quinoa or something in a salad, but I'm not. And mostly base my diet off protein.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed about interviewing dancers over the years is they're really into giving back and helping young dancers and helping people. And Lauren actually is teaching dance as well part-time. So I kind of ask her how she feels about that, why she carries that that tradition kind of with her.
Yeah, I do. I teach at a dance studio here, mostly a high school age range out here in Simi Valley, and they're a competition studio, so I relate to them, you know, very much because that's how, what I grew up doing as well. So I teach them hip-hop and tap and sometimes like contemporary and technique classes, but I only do that once, maybe twice a week so that I can, you know, really focus on my craft and auditioning and whatnot. But I love teaching it. Really awesome to like watch them grow, you know, and give them your knowledge. And then I also am hired now occasionally for choreography as well. The studios will call me and fly me into their hometown studio, and I will work with them, you know, for 8-hour days, a couple days straight, and knock out choreography and routines for them to go compete elsewhere.
That's good. Since this is the tech of sports, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask Lauren about a technology in dancing, advanced technology using social media, kind of where she stands on technology entering the sport of dance.
I think social media is extremely important now as far as dance goes. A lot of the industry out here, especially in LA, is very like referral and word of mouth, or you copy and paste, you know, you send a website or you send links, or, you know, like it's very, social media is very important almost in the sense of like working a lot out here, which is sad in a way, but, you know, it's an awesome way to promote yourself. I know of a few dancers who, you know, have gotten extremely big gigs from just pictures, you know, just taking photos and then posting them on social media, and then you never know who's looking at so-and-so's wall, and then they see your, you know, photo, and they're like, oh, that's the girl that we want. We love the way that she looks. And then, you know, it's like, boom, and they're hired right away. So I think that it is kind of crucial nowadays to be fairly active in social media. I have a YouTube page and I have a Facebook page, like a separate, you know, dancer Lauren Cash page that I post, you know, because I try to keep my personal social media separate from my dancer social media, you know, to like create that line there. But I think it's very important nowadays. I think it's pretty crucial. But I also think as far as technology goes, I think that we kind of, I mean, I've been in LA now for like 7 years, and I think we kind of have hit a point where people are starting to really enjoy the live performance and the energy of people. I think a few years, maybe like in 2010 to 12, it kind of got to a point where technology was just booming, and, you know, seeing the big visual picture of technology and what they can do. And now I feel like the industry is kind of coming back around, and a lot of artists are starting to hire more dancers to do live things because they're realizing that, you know, technology isn't quite as good as just feeding off of the energy from people.
Next, I ask Lauren about technology in choreographing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's not, I mean, it's definitely better to see, you know, if you film something in a rehearsal, and then right away you can show your students and say, you know, this needs to be done, this, that, and the other. Any kind of like show or gig that I'll do, you know, we would do a tech run, like a tech rehearsal. And if for some reason, you know, usually it's going to be filmed. And then as a tech run, which kind of like, you know, where you gather your bearings and you see what needs to be done, you, they'll record the tech rehearsal and then you can watch it and then you can see, you know, what you need to work on, you know, spacing, visualize, whatever. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely important to, you know, perfect things.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the music video and maybe you're sick of talking about it by now, maybe not.
It's okay.
But how did that come about, and did you kind of realize what it could morph into or do for your career?
Yeah, so I actually, that was also another kind of word of mouth, referral kind of gig, actually. So, Walk the Moon, one of their managers, went to high school with me in Columbus, Ohio. And, I haven't spoken to her in years, but she's managing the band now. And she was in New York, I think, at the time. And she just reached out to me, on Facebook and said, "Are you still in LA? Are you still dancing? We have a band that's coming to LA to shoot a music video, and we need to hire dancers." And I was just wondering if you kind of had an insight on, like, you know, how to go about it. So I was like, yeah, you know, you can contact agencies, and I gave her my agent's contact information, and I gave her a list of other agencies. And I said, you can contact agencies, you can hold an audition, if you have a choreographer in mind, like, I wouldn't mind doing it, or if you have an idea of what you're looking for, I can refer some people to you and help you out. And we just kind of got talking, and she was like, okay, well, I'll contact your agent, and we'll try and just, you know, direct book a few dancers over kind of the look that what they were looking for, because the video is kind of like a little 80s, yeah, you know, dancer-ish kind of. So they wanted really fun, like, colorful people. And so she said, you know, I'll speak with your agent, we'll book some dancers, keep these dates open, and we'll be in touch. I'm like, awesome. So then about a week later, she's like, can you send over, you know, any footage of you dancing, and then, you know, headshots, photos, current thing. So I sent everything over. And she was like, awesome. So we've got a choreographer booked on the gig. I think they've worked with her before, but they had a choreographer booked on the gig for the video. And she said, you know, we're actually looking for a lead girl for the music video. And the band and the director, they really love your look. I think it was mostly my hair. She really was.
Oh, really?
And they were like, wait. Well, so basically, the gist of the story is Nick, the lead singer, wrote this song about his current girlfriend that he met a few years ago. And she has, like, crazy colorful hair. And I think I kind of reminded him a little of her, you know what I mean? So, because when I got there and I met the two of them, I was like, oh, this makes sense. So, but anyway, so they were like, we're actually interested in you being the lead girl. Can you send over a video of yourself talking into the camera and maybe just like profiling, which is where you stand, you know, side to side doing your profiles and just talking to the camera, and, you know, we need to see your facial expressions and how you look, like, very up close in the camera so they can see what I look like. And so I was like, sure. So I went outside and talked in front. I had my friend hold up my phone for me, and I just talked to the camera, and I was like, hey guys, what's up? You know, just very hello and casual and calm and did a little profile and made a few funny faces and talked into the camera. And then the next day, the director called and was like, we want to meet you with our hey, awesome. And then a few days later, I had a message from the director again that said that they were going to need me for the cover art. So we had to do a photo shoot as well when we were filming, which is basically, you know, if you buy the single on iTunes, like, the picture that popped up is Nick and I. So that was a cool little plus as well. It was, like, awesome. And then we did the video, and I had no idea whatsoever that it would be a blow up the way that it did. know, just no idea. So that was a pleasant surprise. I remember being on the ship and getting calls and messages and emails, and everybody was just like blowing me up and, oh my God, you're on TV and we're talking all over the radio. And so it was really cool. It was an awesome experience. But again, it was another kind of, you know, almost a word of mouth referral kind of situation that it's a lot of ours who you know, and,
sure.
You know, it's based off of your energy and your vibe. And so, yeah.
And I asked Lauren a little bit more about the video. How long did it take to shoot the video? And you know, she was kind of doing more than dancing in the video. She was acting. So I invite everyone to go check out the video. Just go on YouTube. We'll put a link in the show page. Go on to YouTube, Walk the Moon, and Shut Up and Dance, and you'll be able to see Lauren in action. But I asked her more about the video.
As much as I am, but first, let me answer your first question. It only shot the whole thing in a day. So, I came in to hair and makeup at, like, I want to say 7 a.m., and then we wrapped around between 11 p.m. and midnight that day. We shot it all in one day. It was very quick. It wasn't anything that needed a ton of time. We were just in one warehouse, and they had sectioned off and, you know, different parts and areas, and we just filmed. We just really utilized the warehouse and filmed all over. But yeah, we did it in one day, very quick, super easy. I had no idea that I was going to be so featured, you know, because it's a very featured part for sure. Sometimes, usually the lead girls in the videos kind of walk around and look around, and I did actually have to do a lot of acting, and I remember totally being put on the spot and just thrown into it, and they were like, you're going to stand on this X, and everybody's going to stand around if you want to meet you, and we're going to put the camera right in your face, and you need to act this way, this way, this way, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay. But I did it, and it was the most fun. I mean, it was the best day ever. It was the most fun.
Yeah.
That I've ever done personally. So,
how cool were the guys in the band? And do you still have the dress and the sneakers? Where are they?
The sneakers actually belong to Nick's girlfriend. She was wearing them, and she let me wear them for the video. And the dress was, you know, part of wardrobe. So obviously, I don't have the dress. They created the dress for me. Guys are amazing. I still keep in touch with them. They're awesome. Nick's current girlfriend lives right down the street from me in LA, so sometimes they'll have gatherings and whatnot, and we'll go over there and hang out, and they're really awesome. They're a really great group of guys, and I feel very strongly about the entire, you know, crew and everyone involved in them, because they're so passionate, and they love what they do, and it's just so awesome to work with people that are so passionate, you know, about what they do, and they just love it, and their hearts are all so big, and some of them are from Ohio, so I feel like we kind of clicked a little quicker than usual, you know, because we've got that, like, hometown kind of feel for one another, so I love them. They're all great.
I give Lauren a little hard time about not asking for the dress. She said it had to go back as a piece of wardrobe, but chances are, maybe if she would have asked, they would have given it to her.
I know. If only I had asked. Yeah, because I got there and they had to, like, kind of operate on it a little bit, because it wasn't a backless dress. And they were like, yeah, but we need a backless dress because it's what says in the song. And so they kind of, like, you know, cut some of it open and tied it and did all this, like, crazy stuff to the back of the dress. And so I no longer have the dress, no, but, or the sneaks, but, you know, it was good for a day, so.
And before we wrap up here with Lauren, I just want to mention to everyone here at the studio, for the studio, go to do your shopping on Amazon at Netcast, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. Any and all of your shopping needs, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. And it's a good way to help support the studio here. It's an affiliate link at the studio. Once again, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. And as we wind down with Lauren, it's been great to have her on, but I asked her a little bit more about the video. She said it was a real positive experience, but I asked her if there were any parts of the filming process that made her feel uncomfortable or were different, or did it just flow kind of naturally for her and she really enjoyed it?
Yeah, I know. It all totally flowed flowed naturally. I remember when I showed up on set, immediately the director was like, okay, so I'm going to give you a rundown of what's happening, like, you know, what you're going to be doing today. Little did I know it was going to be so up close and personal, but it was totally fine. You know, that way it's been pretty easy going, and that kind of sound felt, you know, as long as it's appropriate, I'm okay with it. But he did say right away, like, you are going to be kissing, like, there is going to be a kissing from his neck. And I was like, oh, fine, you know, because it was goofy. We made it, you know, really funny, and I was okay with it because it really told the story. But that was the only thing that I was like, oh, okay, so I'm going to kiss the lead singer. All right, we're going to do that today. But other than that, everything just flowed very naturally. And, you know, even the kissing scene that we had, I was like, it just feels right because we're portraying the story, you know.
Sure. So.
Finally, as we wrap up here with Lauren, I asked her about the dancing reality shows on television, where she kind of stands on that. We all know that Dancing with the Stars is kind of firmly entrenched in our culture now. I asked her if she ever considered trying out for any of the other shows, like So You Think You Can Dance, and just where she stands on that.
I mean, I think that it's good, because I think that it shares, you know, art and people that are so passionate about their craft. And, you know, I think it's the same as kind of like any other sport where it's televised. It kind of just shows the world, you know, something that they might not see every day. It gives them an opportunity to see what dancers go through and, you know, how they kind of live their lives. I never auditioned for a dance show in general because I have a lot of friends out here who have either been on the show or have choreographed for the show, and I've assisted before for the show, and I just know that sometimes you can be portrayed on TV in a way that you might not necessarily be in real life, you know, and sometimes it kind of can harm someone's career if, you know, it's television, to be quite honest, and sometimes you're portrayed in a way that that's not who you are in real life, and then people see that, and then they feel maybe you aren't someone that they would want to work with, and I just feel like it could harm your chances. It does amazing things for people. It, you know, it leads to great opportunities for people, but I just, when I came out, I wasn't really in the place. I was really focused on training first, and kind of like getting your feet on the ground as far as being in LA and in the industry and getting a vibe for it. And I just had other things that I was really focused on doing, other goals that I wanted to reach beyond TV right away. And doing a show like that wasn't something that I ever really had a desire to do growing up. Because I know Saving Canyon started, I think, when I was around 12 or 13. So it just wasn't anything that I was ever really passionate about doing. I could go to the studios in LA and take from all of those people that, you know, were working on the shows. And I kind of just wanted to make my own path without having to go that way. So, but I do think that it leads to great opportunities for people. And I love that there are people around the world that, you know, have no idea. They've never really seen anything, you know, as far as these numbers and these beautiful pieces and what these dancers are capable of. And I think that it has opened a lot of eyes. And I do think that that's really beautiful. And I love that. But
yep, just a great answer by Lauren. She's really doing things the right way, and really someone you wanna root for there in Hollywood. And I ask her as fans, how can they follow what she's doing, see what she's doing, and how active is she on social media?
Yeah, I have a YouTube page. I always post videos of current videos of choreography. Sometimes if I teach a class or if I set a piece that I really love. I have it on my YouTube page at Lauren Taft. Please subscribe if you can and want, of course. I also post a lot of inspiration on there, so videos that kind of inspire me. You can also find on my YouTube page, and I have a Facebook fan page. That's mostly for photos and updates on, you know, what's going on. So, yeah, please follow.
Yep, that's great, and I'm sure there's a lot of other good things to come, so thanks, let me just take.
And thanks so much for Lauren for taking time out of her busy schedule to join us here on the Tech of Sports this week. What a great episode. And just want to let listeners know here at the Modern Life Podcast Network, there's many other shows which are available to you for listening. Go over to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Check out all the shows that are available. And also the internet and broadcast directory set up by the people here at the Modern Life Podcast Network. It's called Two Thumbs Up Media, twothumbsupmedia.com. Check that out and discover new shows and talent to listen to. So great to have Lauren Taft on the show this week, and you've been listening to the Tech of Sports podcast, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.